This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moondoggies Pizza. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch tonight. Kip's a little under the weather. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick Pirates, Sean Pender. Coach, before we get into the first segment of the show, I understand we've got a special birthday tonight.
Yeah, we do. Miss Crystal Brady, it's her 29th birthday in Holton. And she's the wife of Coach Brady, who is our receiver coach, and he also does our head coach of the JV team as well.
So let's all wish a happy birthday. Coach, last Friday night, Brunswick High had a big win over Richmond Hill, 42-7, firmly cementing the Pirates at the top of the region. First thing I'd like to talk about is the defense. That's the first point that the defense has given up in over six quarters, but only that one touchdown.
Our defense, let's talk about the 6 points that they got, though, Professor. Right off the bat, we got the ball first and we went three and out, and we had to punt the football, and then our defense really stepped to it, and we hit the quarterback. The quarterback tried to do an RPO, and Adam Aweba comes flying in there and knocks the ball out, and Jameer Lane, senior defensive end, picks it up and runs it into the end zone, and what a way to start the game. Great momentum in that. Yeah, that black flag defense, they sure did their part on Friday night, that's for sure.
And Coach, Kip and I named Jameer Lane as the defensive player of the game. Even though there was a lot of good defensive play, we felt like that kind of set the tone for the game.
It did. It really did set the tone. And Jameer had a good game all around, along with a lot of other defensive players. But, that was a scoop and score. We've been trying to get a scoop and score all year. We finally got one. And Jameer was the one that was able to pick it up and rumble into the end zone. And, man, was he excited.
I think he was.
In the end zone. Yeah, I think that's his first touchdown he's had in a very, very long time, if ever. I had a touchdown. So Jameer Lane was fired up, pumped up about it, and then it just really excited the rest of our defense.
35 yards, 2-4. As you said, that really set the tone. Let's talk about the defensive line, the secondary linebackers. Get your thoughts on how those players really contributed to the win.
Well, the defensive line's been playing strong all year, with a whole bunch of different players really getting in there. We talked about Jameer Lane just a minute ago doing a really good job, and then you have J.J. Little Hawaiian assassin that we have that just gets after it real well. Of course, Kayshawn Thomas gets a lot of press, a lot of publicity, and well-deserved. That kid's an animal. In the middle, he does a really good job. And then we have another J.J., Jordan Jimerson. He really gets after it. He plays hard. River Creole is another one that gets in the mix and gets a lot done. And the defensive line is just full of players that just get after it and have fun. They have a lot of enthusiasm. And a lot of that contributes to Coach Butch. He's someone we've never talked about much on the show, but he has a very disciplined group of young men that he works really hard. He coaches them really hard. He gets after it. It's a good rotation. Plays a lot of them. Batista's another one of those guys that gets in there and gets a lot of work in. And Coach Butch does a really good job making sure those guys are prepared and ready, every week. And then you move to the linebackers. You got Brian Edwards, who's our linebacker coach. And he works the inside linebackers. And, of course, Adam Aweba and Stephon Stanley, two senior linebackers who are the captains of that defense, week in and week out, just perform fantastically. Coach Tedder, who's our defensive coordinator, also does the outside linebackers. And how many times have we talked about Devin Smith on this show?
Right, absolutely.
That kid gets after it. And Lionel Tweedy and Drayton and all those boys, they really kid after Harlan on defense. It's like Cooper's another kid. We don't talk about him much, but he's in there causing a lot of plays at outside linebacker as well. And then, of course, the secondary. Secondary coached up by, you know, the corners are coached up by Willie Bolden. The safeties are coached up by David Shores, and they do a phenomenal job also on that back end. Probably one of the top-ranked defensive backs in the state when it comes to yards given up in the past. If not, I bet you they might be number one.
Absolutely. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Coach, one more thought on Jameer Lang. He was one of the seniors that had not beaten Richmond Hill. So that was, as you said, a very big moment for him as well as the other seniors.
It was. Richmond Hill, you know, was, and I'm going to express what it was, as a past tense on a three-game win streak against us, and we were able to shut that down and close it out the way our kids played. You know, Friday night, it was a complete game. You know, I think we dominated in all three phases of the game, and that's what you want in a time like this against a team like that.
Coach, let's talk about the special teams. After the scoop and score, Brunswick High kicked off, and Richmond Hill tried a little trickery that backfired on them.
Yeah, Richmond Hill. And how about this? I'm gonna put this out there, too. We kicked the ball to the three-yard line. And
right.
It was a pretty good hang time. We kicked the ball to the three-yard line. And Devin Smith made contact and caused the fumble at the eight.
Wow.
You got to think about how far he ran during that time period for them to catch the ball and get 5 yards before getting just drilled by Devin and, you know, caused a fumble, and we were able to, Lee Simmons was the one that was able to scoop it up.
So Richmond Hill tried the little reverse on the kickoff, fumbled the ball, he was hit, fumbled the ball, Pirates recovered, as you said, at the eight.
You know what? They did that twice.
Yeah.
First time they tried it, they didn't succeed with the handoff.
Right, yeah.
Second time they did succeed with the handoff, but didn't get very far.
Didn't get far.
Now, I will give them credit. You know, Devin Smith didn't make a play on that one, but several of our other players did, and I think they might have gained 12 more yards out of that reverse. So, you know, we were able to shut down our defense, our special teams, kickoff coverage team did a really good job of sniffing it out.
So after the recovery, Brunswick High took it in from the 8-yard line. I think Jacoby Hill scored that touchdown from the 1-yard line.
That's correct. Jacoby Hill was the one that scored it.
So the Pirates were up 14-0 and had 8 total yards on offense.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We'll take it. Yes, we will take that. And let's talk a minute about the kicking game with McLean Finneran. Kicked off 6-for-6 on extra points, and if I'm not mistaken, he's only missed, I think, 2 extra points the whole season. Kicked both his field goals, so he's become an integral part of the kicking game.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I need to ask the holder. Was it the holder's fault? The reason why he missed those two, or I just can't remember. What was the block, right? The holder's sitting here today. He's saying we should play the long snapper. It was his fault, not the holder's fault.
Okay. but he's getting pretty good distance on his kickoff. As you said, he kicked it down to the 3-yard line.
Well, that's also a different kick. The one that's doing the kickoff,
right,
that's the
right
punter. Yeah,
yes.
That's Elmine. He's doing a really good job with that. But with that, we're talking about McLean Finneran and his extra points and his 2 field goals that he made this year, and then he's 2-for-2. He's the number one kicker in 6A as far as points scored, and not by a little bit. I think we talked today, he's around 46, the number 2 guy's at 35.
Wow.
So he's having a phenomenal year as a sophomore.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Isle Pharmacy. Coach, during the break, we're talking a little bit about some statistics, and you had some interesting statistics to share with us.
Yeah, we were looking at the Georgia High School Daily, and they'll put up like rankings and stuff. And today, the ranking was showed where our offense stood. We talked about our kicker being the number one kicker in 6A as far as points scored, but our offense is ranked third right now with average points per game, just under 37 points a game. So they're offensively we're doing pretty well, but defensively, we have a goal, and it's a lofty goal, of being under 10 points a game is what we're trying to do. And, right. And Coach Tanner first put that out there to the defense. The players were looking at him like it was crazy. Well, right now, our defense is averaging just 10.6 points a game. They are doing a really good job. They're right there at the mark, and now they're really hungry. And, hopefully, against Bradwell and Effingham, our two remaining opponents, maybe our defense can reach that goal and get it under 10.
That would be fantastic. Coach, let's talk a little bit about Anthony Elvine. I was a little confused, but kicking off, he has done a good job kicking the ball deep, as you said, down to about the 3-yard line. And if you kick it in the end zone, they bring it out to the 20, but if you kick it down to about the 3, they may not get that far.
Yeah, Anthony Elvine, he does double duty for us. This week, he'll be doing triple duty because he's going to do the holding for us this week as well, but he's our punter. He does a pretty good job punting. I don't really know what his average is right now, but I can get that for you later. But he's doing a really good job there. And then, he does all he handles all of our kickoff responsibilities. He has a strong, powerful leg, and he gets good height on the ball. We like that because it gives our coverage team enough time to get down there and cover very well.
And okay, that brings us to the offense. 42 points on the board against Richmond Hill, led by the Wolfpack and Jacoby Hill, Reese Simmons, Leggett, and Charlton, all contributing heavily to the Pirate offense.
Yeah, all three of those guys do a phenomenal job, obviously. Kobe led the way with 102 yards on 9 carries and 2 touchdowns. He had a really, really good day, considering he's been hobbled. He has a leg injury and he kind of played through. We didn't even know if he was going to be able to go. And going from someone who was very questionable to be able to get 102 yards on the night. Three, he was banged up as well with a back injury, but he also managed to get a touchdown in there and have some very key runs. And, Leon Charlton just continues to do what he does. And
every week
he's consistent. He gets it in, he works hard, and he gets the job done.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the offensive line, week in and week out, just pretty much dominating the line of scrimmage.
They really do a very good job. Two of the guys in particular were co-offensive linemen, like players of the game, and one was Kenai Charlton. I don't know how many times he put people on his back. He'd put you on your back, and then he would help you up and pat you on the helmet, and then do it again the very next play. We were watching that on film, and then Merriweather had a good game too. Knees been bothering him, and he's been in and out of our lineup, but he came back pretty strong, and he had like 5 pancakes in the game, so that was pretty impressive.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about quarterback position. You've had used 2 quarterbacks throughout the season for the most part. Let's talk a little bit about the 2 quarterbacks and the job they've done.
Well, yeah, they work well together. They've been doing a pretty good job. Some days they look like they can't do anything wrong. And some days I'm yelling and screaming, losing my voice, you know, dealing with them. But, Sutton, he had a really good game. He had two very clutch throws. They were great throws to Kevin right there at the end of the half in the two-minute drill. And I believe it was 79 yards or something like that on two throws that he did. He was doing a back shoulder 30. And Kevin was able to high point it and make a good catch. And then he pretty much threw the same exact ball. Kevin did it again. And this time he was able to keep his feet and run into the end zone.
And the receiving core, obviously, you know, the two quarterbacks have targeted several receivers throughout.
Jeff had a nice little throw to Terry Mitchell in the middle of the field. And, you know, Terry, you know, we call him touch on Terry because he touches the ball and he gets in the end zone. Well, he got in the end zone Friday night, but they didn't give it to him. He reached it out and crossed the pylon, but they called him out on the one.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, allowed for, I guess, Reese Simmons. I believe he was the one that actually got the punch in officially.
Coach, let's talk some about the records, I guess. Brunswick High, of course, sitting at 8-0 overall. More importantly, 4-0 in the region. Got two region games left. The Pirates control their own destiny. Got a bye week this week, and then Bradwell, and then Effingham. But I know you said, you know, you're taking them one game at a time, so the rankings, some polls, I think Max Prep has Brunswick High 8th in the state. There's another
poll. I think we're 4-6. That has Brunswick High. Yeah, one of them were 4 in the Georgia Daily, and then one of them were 6, whatever.
Yeah.
Right now, we're number 1 in our region, and we're trying to stay there. And the only way that we know we can stay there is to win on Friday night. Continue to win on Friday nights, and that's what we're looking at. Trying to do. So we got a bye week this week. We're looking on trying to heal ourselves up, and then next week we got Bradwell that's in our way. I know that with a win there, we'll clinch a at least the first round game at home for sure, and then with a win the next 2 weeks, we'll clinch the region championship, plus we'll be at home for at least 2 weeks provided we win the first week.
We'll be right back to Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Bender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moondoggies. Coach, we're talking again during the break, just kind of chit-chatting a little bit and talking about state rankings and different polls and stuff like that. But the most important poll or the most important ranking is right now Brunswick High is ranked first in the region.
That's right. That's right. We want to remain there. So the only way to remain there, Professor, is to win out.
To win out. And after the bye week, the next Friday night, Bradwell Institute will be coming into Glenn County Stadium. Bradwell's struggling. They're 0-6 right now on the season, but you still have to take it one game at a time.
You do. You know, we're going to go watch Bradwell and Effingham. They're playing each other this Friday night, so several of us are going to watch that game and Bradwell. Just kind of, you know, gauge them out, see them in person. But Bradwell, you know, you know, you can never count a team out by the record. You know, you just got to take that game at a time. You got to look at your opponent, that they're nameless and faceless. You got to work on yourself and improving yourself, because they do have some very good players on that football team. They had a kid, I don't know his real name. He's number 23, but he is a real deal. He kind of reminds me of Troy Polamalu. You know, he's got that long hair coming out, but he plays like Zach Thomas. The kid's all over the place. He makes plays after plays after plays, and a kid like that could really cause some destruction and do a lot of good things. So he's one of the best players in the region. I know their team's been struggling, but we have to make sure we're still on our game and play our best game in order for us to reach the goals that we have set for ourselves.
And Coach, after the Bradwell game, Pirates end the regular season on the road, traveling up to Springfield to take on Effingham. Of course, as you said, Effingham and Bradwell play this week, and then the following week, Effingham plays Statesboro. If Effingham wins those two games and Brunswick High beats Bradwell, then you come down to that final game.
It will. And then you can have one loss. You know, if it would, you know, that would be the only other team with one loss if they went out.
Right.
If that's the case, you know, if they ended up beating us, we both have one loss apiece, and then they would have us head to head. So we would be number two. We don't want that to happen.
Absolutely. Effingham is 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the region. They've had some struggles. They lost to Richmond Hill.
Yeah, Richmond Hill is the only region game that they lost, so you know, that's all I'm caring about right now.
Right, and then they beat Glenn Academy last Friday night.
They did. They played very well versus Glenn, and were able to upset them at their place. And you know, they're capable of doing that. You know, it's a team that's much improved over the years. I called them the dark horse earlier in the season. I knew they were going to be better because I paid attention to their coaching staff, and I paid attention to their roster. They had a lot of young players that played the year before and got a lot of experience. I know whenever you have a lot of experience, you're going to have a decent team the following year. And then, you know, with them adding William Bunnell, he was on our staff. I know how good of a coach he is. He is now the defensive coordinator. They got Gilstrap. He was a known, very good defensive coordinator that's retired, that has come back to help out John Ford and his team. And you know, Coach Ford is also a very good coach that did a very good job at when he was at Rockwell, and they continue to do a good job as a coordinator in Blakely. So you know, they're going to be ready to rock and roll. It's going to be a fun game, but we got to take care of Bradwell first, and after that we'll get ready for that matchup.
So again, a bye week this week, and then the following week is Bradwell, and then the regular season ends the next Friday against Effingham. This is Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches, as we head into these final two games of the season, let's talk a little bit about this group of seniors in particular. I know, you know, we talked about these seniors that never beaten Richmond Hill, that you know, they have had some struggles against some other teams, but this group of seniors really has risen to the forefront this season.
They have. This group's done a really good job, and we're going to be honoring them next Friday night. You know, it'll be senior night. It'll be senior night, and you know, watching some of these guys, it just seemed like yesterday they came to Mayhem, and Mayhem something we do like in February, and watching these boys run around for the first time on our gym floor, starting to recognize kids. One of the kids that we recognized at an early age was Jacoby Hill. You know,
yes.
We watched him run around, and then we saw the formation of the Wolfpack that came through this senior class, and it's got a lot of publicity here and there with kids like Pat Leggett and Reese Simmons and Charlton and Jacoby just making something that's going to carry on now. It's now we're looking at the next generation coming, but it's all started with this group of seniors. So, you know, very happy for them. And then Blindside, you know, Kenia Charlton, it's another big name that was coming in from the eighth grade that really lived up to the expectations that, you know, we saw. Now he's a Division One, you know, going to be a Division One signee. He's going to be playing at Florida State, and he's having another tremendous year. And just excited for all the seniors in this senior class, watching people like Adam Aweba and Stephon Stanley. I remember Stephon Stanley. We thought he was going to be an offensive lineman coming out of middle school when he was at Glen Middle, and he ended up being a fantastic middle linebacker. Adam Aweba, we remember watching him on scout team just running around making plays, and now he's the captain of our defense.
Right.
It's just watching the way these guys grow up and the things that they do, and yeah, it's going to be a very special senior night watching this group as they transform from boys to men.
From boys to men.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggy's Pizza at 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday night. I'm Teddy Bishop, in for Kip Ranch, signing off. Coach?
And as always, Francis,
go Pirates!